Hello there.
Hello.
Okay. Shine sight. Okay. So I sent a Chemda Shlomo. I assume, I hope you people got it. I hope I sent it. I've been known not to send things by mistake. So he's on the same topic, same sugya. I don't want to say beat a dead horse, but it's Chas v'Shalom. It's the same topic with a different connection a little bit. But maybe we should, before we start reading him, we should just read a little bit in the Gemara because he goes, at least at the end of the piece, beginning of the piece, he doesn't go on the Gemara. But at least at the end of the piece, he goes on the Gemara. So let's read a little bit of Gemara because we didn't read it. And then we'll read. I like to read what he says. Okay, so the Gemara basically on Chaf Amud Aleph, well, it's really Chaf Amud Beis, but we're starting on Chaf Amud Aleph just to review the Gemara. The Gemara has a dig from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Amana is Chaletz HaSulamis Yavemis. Amana the Kohen Gadol is Chaletz HaSulamis Yavemis. So the Gemara makes a dig. It says, Bishlamo, when it's been an Erisin, been an Nisuin, the Losa say, so then it's good. Taisa says it wouldn't be good why there's Chalitza, but okay, that's Machlokes is Rishayim. But if it's just a Losa saying there's no essay, the Mana Mina Erisin, so why don't we say essay Daicha Losa say? So it came along the Gemara. And the Gemara wanted to answer that there's a drasha. There's a drasha of Gidel's drasha. And why does it say Yevimto? That Yesh lecha Yevim ha'achas. She'oyle lechalitza ve'no. So there's a special drasha that Chai ve'lavim are not oyle le'yibum. So even though logically they should be oyle le'yibum, because essay deicha those that say, but there's a drasha that they're not oyle le'yibum. That was the Gemara's first answer, and the reason why we put the pasuk there by chai ve'lavim and the pasuk of kol she'en le'yibum and on the chalitza b'chai ve'kriyas, because we start with tafsi b'kedushin and lo tafsi b'kedushin. Then happens is Meisiv Rava says in a brisa that chai ve'lavim. And actually popped his tzara. And then it also brings another right brisa that kanu. So the Mara say kasha, if you say that like you're saying that it's not oyde because of the pasuk, so why should it be imbalo kanu? So that's how the Gemara Rava basically slugs up this pshat. This pshat was that we're learning out from a pasuk that there's a special xeris and kasuv that chai ve'lavim is not oyde le'yibum. Rava slugs it up from a brisa. Okay, then to skip down the Gemara. So the Gemara says, oh, so the Gemara says, Ella. In the first Y line, the reason is there be Mishana to be a Shnia. Okay, that really is only Midrabbana. Midrash there is Yibum. Tanya Yochi, the Bada Kana be a Rishana, also the Kaima be a Shnia. Okay, other Marava became Ravashi, La Milsahidamri. I said that Birishain is mutter is not right. Damreshokish, I'm in the right size. Koma Goshatam Motsim Essay Lota say, Imatayapa Kai Shamuta, Vimlav Yabo Essay Vitra, Losa say, I said that me the right, so side of the evil, because essay they can also say it's only me the rabbanon, and it's not all the evil. It's not true. Even me the right, so it can't be out of the evil, because it's actually the kaim shneim. Right, that's Rava. Let's see, Rashi. Let's finish tomorrow. Tomorrow it says, Mesiv and Bodo Kano. We have a kasha, it says in the Brides, that by Chai Belavim and Bodo Kano, Kano, Tiofta. Okay, so let's see, Rashi. La Milsi Dabri, the Biri Shaina Avishar the Chatrila. That Biri Shaina really should be Mutter, even a Chatrila. It's not for Xera. The Bali Apida beer in China Sura. Really awesome in the right, sir. You know, I'm reading it. It's a essay, it also say. We don't say essay, Daiche. So, Esher is Kaim, but Chalitza. You know, Akira is also say. You can do both. In Bad O'Connell. Alma, you mean the right, sir, Rami Kamei. The mitzvah also say. It shows mitzvah is all the yibum. Tiyupta the rabba, tiyupta the rabba. I bet tiyupta reish lagish. That Amri leo in matayok karishtam no mikvah lei nadat. This is a shver Rashi, but that's not for our sugya because we don't shlug up reish lagish. Mari Kufa is going to defend reish lagish later. Yeah. Okay. So that's a shver Rashi. Okay, but that's not our sugya. Why Rashi says it's a gypsy reish lakish. Okay, so Tavis asks the kasha, the bottom Tisus. Mesiv and Bodo Kano. Came with the roof of Rabba Gupay Mesiv Yak Raisa. Bashi Tisamine. Tavis leaves a share. In other words, the Gemara's original pshat was that, you know, there are three pshat in the Gemara. The original pshat was that Mide Raisa. It's saying out of Yibum because of a pasuk, because of Yevimto. Sha'ira Chalitza mean out of Yibum. Rava shlugged that up from the Braisa, Bar Okana. Then the Gemara says it's Midraban. Okay. So then there's no problem from the Braisa, because if it's Draban, it's on Bar Okana. Then the Gemara says another pshat that Rava says because it's Efshinikayim Shleim. And the Gemara shlugs up Rava from the Braisa of Bar Okana. The Taisa's cash is, what was Rava thinking? The same way Rava himself slugged up the first shot that says it's Einoi to the Yibum, Midiraisa, because of the Pasuk, because then it wouldn't be in Bar Okana. So likewise, according to Rava, that receives an Einoi to Yibum, Midiraisa, it also shouldn't be in Bar Okana. So what's Rava doing? How did Rava shlug up Rav Gidda, so to speak, the first shot, and the same way he shlugged up for a first shot, shlugged him up. He's no better. Right? That's like this is Kasha. Right? Oh, okay. Are we okay there?
Does Katyufta means that Rav agrees at the end of the day that he has no answer to the Kasha?
I don't know if Rav agrees, but the Gemara agrees. The Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara says shifter to so and so shifter. I think that's a stronger lashon. Here it just says shifter, right? I think so.
So if we knew that Rava was not bothered by this kasha, whatever reason, would Tosfos kasha come off?
Yeah, if we can give an explanation why Rava is not bothered, so it's a machlokes. In other words, Rava has a teretz, and the Gemara doesn't like Rava's teretz. Right? That would be perfect.
Tosfos is not assuming that Rava gave in when he heard this kasha.
No. It doesn't say Rava gave in. It's just that the Gemara attacks Rava with the exact same kasha that Rava used to attack before. And
same kasha or same brisa?
Tosfos assumes that any answer that you're going to give now would work before. So how can it, Rava obviously felt it's a good question. Or Raya, he used it before. So how could he say his pshat and be stuck with the same problem on himself?
So Tosfos Kasha is equating any reason Yibum doesn't work with each other, like if it's
Yes.
Yevimtai taking away Yibum is equal to
Yes,
Yibum being here, but the
that
reason.
is correct. That's you're already jumping the gun to what the Achronim are trying to answer. But Tosfos is assuming that what's the difference if there's no Yibum Deraisa because of the Pasuk, or there's no Yibum Deraisa because of Ein Esei Daifanosa say. The Maisa, there's no Yibum Deraisa.
Yeah, but does that mean that he has to commit that in when we have a situation of Efshal Kaim Shneim, then the mitzvah's essay is just not there?
Yeah, that's what it means. Mechaira, Mechaira, Mechaira. The fact that Tavis asked such a kash, I mean, you know, we're jumping to everyone's answer, but the fact that Tavis asked such a kash, in other words, we had the Parsha Drachim's Chakira. So we don't know where the Parsha Drachim clears his Chakira. So I take it back. In other words, it could be he clears his Chakira even when there's a Pasuk, so I take it back. But Tavis assumes that there's no difference. There's no difference between the pasuk that's saying, there's, I mean, that's the Eishes Zoch, right? The parashas is wrong. But as far as the mitzvahs, you know, there's Tavis compares the case where we have a miyut of Yibam from the pasuk Givimto to when we have a miyut of Yibam because of Eishes Zoch for those that say,
obviously,
it seemed to indicate that Tavis holds the same as we saw in the Marsha. That if the din is that ain't essay daifa, there's absolutely no mitzvah sibum.
It could be that he's writing it exactly, but he feels that in Baalu Kanu knocks it out, the words knock out both levels. In other words, and not necessarily Mukhuch and Cheshbin, that Tysus doesn't hear any difference between.
If they hear a difference, so then.
No,
then,
but
then your gash is not such a good gash, because maybe Rava heard the difference.
Maybe
because of
Tyson
that difference,
sure.
he felt that difference
made
for
sure
a difference.
I'm saying he was sure that the words in Baalu Kanu meant a certain amount, which definitely was over. You know, it would still, you know, it would not.
Yeah, but okay. That okay, I hear. But the pashtus is not like that. Pashtus is that Davis is saying. And it's the exact same thing. And it's the exact same kasha. Not that it's a slightly different kasha. The exact same kasha. So the simple mashmos is that Tavis is equating, is he holds that it makes it just it ain't essay doichelosa say.
I'm saying, based on what we were saying the last few days, there's many different possibilities and levels of what happens in a case where there's no mitzvah or it's not doicha, and the guy does it. You know, if you say that it's a kedushin, but the chalitza is off, is it not off? Was there a kinyan? What is it not? There's so many possibilities. Who says that Taisa says that it's exactly the same? Maybe he just says it.
Let's wait to read the Chandash, because Pashtas, once you say they're different, then you can answer Tavis's kasha that Rava felt that difference makes a difference in Gabi and Baalu Kanu. The Gemara is asking on Rava that it doesn't make a difference. But Rava could hold, the kasha is not our PMS. The kasha is in Rava. What was Rava thinking? The Gemara obviously holds it's a difference, it doesn't make for a difference. But Rava must have had some difference. Why he went on the on Rav Gidol chat, he felt it shlugged up from a Baal HaKano, but on his chat, it's not get shlugged up from a Baal HaKano. So the what the guys are saying is that if the Chayyur Rav Gidol chat is no mitzvah zibo, because the pasuk says Yesh Lecha Yivam Ha'achah She'ein Oida LeYibo, so Pashtus, obviously everything is not mukhlach, but Pashtus ain't either yibum means there's no mitzvah yibum, not just an isser yibum, but there's no mitzvah yibum. And so Tavis is comparing in this case to there, and he's saying, how is it possible that Rava didn't really get, you know, he knows that and Baal HaKano shlugs up, Maybe Abba Kada only shrugged up Reb Gido, who was saying that there's no mitzvah yibum. So the chayra, you have to say that Taifas feels that ain't essay taichados to say also makes no mitzvah yibum, which is not so bad because that's what the Marsha says beferish. We prove that from the Shara Melech also that he holds there's no mitzvah yibum. So, okay, so it's not so terrible to say that there's no mitzvah yibum. Okay. Anyway, so
Taisus holds in Balo Kano means lechatchila there is a mitzvah, right? That's what Taisus is saying. That's what Taisus
did with Maslin. I don't know.
And Taisus did with Maslin Balo Kano. Isn't Taisus saying that? And
which he said Taisus in Balo Kano. That's who are the Nami.
Right, the Muhammad come on. In Balukano means it's not in Balukano. There's a mitzvah that I means with Lechatchila. Balukano means Lechatchila means there's a mitzvah to do it.
That's what the words have to mean. It just happens to me that that's also true. But if Louis Yisur, it didn't come out that way, there'd be no problem.
But Tesla comes to Hukit. Tesla comes to Balukano means Lechatchila. We're telling
you. No, that's going on a different case. That's going on when it's not the Chayvi Lavin, when it's the.
Tzudaka, it's going on.
Right? No, it's going when the brothers of the Tzudaka are doing the Yibum. And over there, they can do it the Chatchila. That's what he's saying.
Is it Lekamon? What's Lekamon?
I have no idea where that
Lekamon exactly, in our case.
I did the Naka B'Seifa, L'shon Di'evet, Naka Nami B'Reisha. Now, the Seifa
really
is our case. The Seifa is our case. In our case, it's only B'Di'evet, not B'Chatchila.
Come on, but that means who the chatchila? But the lashon is that
the lashon doesn't mean that he didn't say the lashon means that. David is saying that in that the din is fakert. David is saying pum fakert. The lashon does not mean that. But David is saying that even the lashon doesn't mean it. Who a din? That's a din. That's David is saying a daifik, even though the lashon doesn't mean it. And therefore, they have a plea. Why do they use such a lashon? The din is who did.
That what lechatchila?
But that's not what the words mean. The words
right.
don't.
The
mean
words
that.
Don't mean that. The word imbalu kind of sounds didyaved, but really we mean lechatchila.
Not
in
always.
What case?
Only in this case. In that case, that Tavis is going on. The words are lav dafka. It doesn't say that. And everywhere in Shas. Those words are lav dafka. That's not what Taibis is saying. I mean, everywhere in Shas. Okay, anyway, let's read this Chem de Shlomo. Who was the Chem de Shlomo? I do not really know, but he was in the same time. I know that there's in the Shias of Chubis, the Chem de Shlomo. They have a Chubis from the Netzivis and Rekiva Eger, I think. So apparently they were all in the same. Apparently it was a nice Tkufa. The Netzivis, Rekiva. And Rekiva Eger, I think
they quote him.
What?
They
wrote to
him?
Each other. No, apparently there's a Chubis to each other. There's a sefer. I mean, I don't know. I think it's the Shiva here. Oh, the Shais. There's a regular Shais that Chubis. There's a Shais Chubis Chem de Shlomo. That's a Chem de Shlomo. The sefer Chem de Shlomo put out a sefer Shais that Chubis Chem de Shlomo. And in that sefer, he brings the tshuva from the Nesivis, and he argues with the Nesivis. In the Shai of the Tshuva is Chem de Shlomo. The only way I remember is because the yeshiva has a sefer, Shai of the Tshuva is Nesivis, which was not printed, which is a brand new sefer. And what they did is they collected tshuvas of the Nesivis that are quoted in different places. So they took the tshuva of the Nesivis, which is printed in the Chem de Shlomo, and they printed it in this new sefer called Shai v'Tshuvas Nesivis of Yaakov Milisa. But obviously, so the Nesivis and the Chem de Shlomo wrote to each other. Yeah. I don't know who wrote to who, but they, I don't know who started the conversation. I do not remember. But there's a tshuva of the Nesivis in the Shai of the Tshuvas Chem de Shlomo, and the Chem de Shlomo argues and the Tshuva. I remember. I said I put a share on it. So I remember. That's where the Siddha says that it says that Rav makes a vaday, but Edim don't make a vaday, something like that. Because Edim is just a beer, but Rav is a halacha. Okay, something like that. Anyway, but that's not Nogat here. Let's read this piece. So we're starting from the beginning of Chaf Amud Beis. So he's gonna work his way to our piece of Gemara. So we'll have to have a little patience. Rashi Dibre Maskil Tasi Book Kedushin. The Gemara says we have two psukim, one pasuk of Lakachas. They call Sheino the Yiba, Eino the Yiba, Eino the Chalitza. And we have one pasuk to give you Vimto. So if they wanted to know, how do we know which one is which? So Mara makes one pasuk by Chayve Lavin and one by Chayve Krisis. It's Mistabri, because Chayve Lavin is Tafsi Bakadushin. Yoga Karina Bay Lakachas. So that's what Rashi says. You can't say the Drasha of Imlo Yakvos, or that whoever is not in Lakachas doesn't have Chalitza. Because the Kirt, since it's Tafsi Bo Kedushin, it's in Lakachas. Yoga Karina Bay Lakachas. So Chai Velavim is called Lakachas. Abidiabin. Abu Chai Vekris is Lotasi Bo Kedushin. So it's not called the Lakachas. Hiksha Rashba Bechidusha. Everyone jumps on Rashi. We sort of skip these Rashis, I think. Or Hashra, the kind went on Chai Belavim, the Ibn Lo Yaramya, Gami Lotasi Bokadushin. In other words, since we have a Drasha that Chai Belavim don't have Yibo, so Chai Belavim are not called Lakachas, because the assumption is that lakachas means yibum, not lakachas means lakachas be'alma, right? That's a daichik. The part of shana lakachas means over here. So if chai ve'lavim don't have yibum, so it's also no tafsi bo kedushin, and therefore, it's not called lakachas. Because if you did Yibam, it wouldn't work. If you did Kedushin, it wouldn't work. Hare Mavur, so we see the Sirene, then we see that the Rashba holds. Tafilo im chavi lavim l'chud no miyane. Let's see.
You mean Kiddushin wouldn't work? I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Trying to read, I'm getting stuck on the reading. Picture Rab the Kiddusha. For Hashtag the Kaiman Chai Velavim, Limim no Rame, Gamkein no Tasi Bo Kiddushin. I mean, Mavur, this Sirene. This is who speaking there, Hare Mavur? This is the Chemna Shlomo speaking?
I believe so, yes.
I mean, Mavur, this Sirene. So we see that the Rashba holds, Afilu ichai ve'lavim l'chud lo miyavni. I'm just thinking, that lo, is that a mistake?
Well, that's yivimto.
Lo miyavni. Lo poka iser eshesach?
Yeah,
the eshesach is back. Stays. The eshesach stays.
I just was reading it. I think a lo poka. Lo Paka means the Eshesach is here. Okay. Yeah, I didn't really realize it was kind of the word Paka. Thank you. Got confused. In other words, the Rajma is asking that it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. Why is it Lotafsi Bo Kedushin? Because it's an Eshesach. So that means that he holds that even if it's just a Chai Velavim, once the din is that there's no Yibum, there is an Eishes Hach. He speaks the opposite language. And I always said, is there an Eishes Hach? And he's saying, Lo Poka, and is there Eishes Hach? So he got me confused.
Arguing with the Parshas Drachim.
No, he Peshet, the Parshas Drachim Safek, yeah.
Parshas Drachim says it's a Safek. He's saying it's no Safek.
Okay, fine. And therefore, this would be according to the Habanina, and it would be true in the Maskana by Chai Vilavasei. Can't go to save a Sharmel, because one is a Rajma. This is, I think, it's born in Sharmel. The Mahashin is not big on Mishnah Mel, the Sefer Prasha Trochim. The Almona, the Koin Godo, the Enem is Yavemes, Shumda Vyese Vilosasei. Im Omar Abodah im Chayav Kares Olo, that this is the Parshas Drachim Safek, is there Kares or not? Mi Neima, Kibin Deina Mishavemes Mideraisa, Hadrina Nisuri come out. Maybe you come back to the Isser Eshazok, come back. The Havid Eshazok, Shalom B'makal Mitzo. O Neima, the Isser Eshazok, Paka the Gamri. We say the Eshazok goes off. Rock that feet off the animus yavemis. Shem is there essay, but also say, okay, he doesn't explain the two stubborn of why, you know, he just explains the dip. Cause of the sharamel, shandover, machlekas shandui, so machlekas bishayim. Why? Because the rajba, we just proved, hold that it's there's the ancient sockets there. The sheet is a rambam, shem cause of the boy, ayavim aleo. Ain't up there is a rasa, mashma the atma p'tura. The Rambam who said that you don't pop the b'tzara, which is something pretty much like the marsha, but it's mashma that she herself is potter. So you have to say that kedush, sometimes a kedushin is how. It came muka to iser eshes apaka. The napkin ain't welcome even cloud. In other words, if you say like the marsha or the Rambam that she potters herself. The only way you can bother yourself is you get a kinyan, whether it's a kinyan yibum or kinyan kedushin. That's the machlekes of the Avnim Nuv and the Sharmela. But the Maisa, it has to be a kinyan, and you can't have a kinyan. He seemed to say it's a kinyan yibum because ain't welcome the yibum cloud, but okay. But there's you get a kinyan, and if there'd be an Eishes Hach, you couldn't get a kinyan. So it must be it's smoke from the Rambam. That the Rambam slash Marsha, even this point they're saying the same thing, must hold that the Eishes Hach goes off because you get a kinyan. We have Moshe gave me a Rajma now, move up this Eishes Hach, Lo Paka, I jump a Sharmela.
What's the clear in the Gemara about the Tzara?
What?
What's the clear in the Gemara about the Tzara according to the Rajma?
Okay. Why they picked the Tzara and not.
Not why did they pick it? Stamos, how could you have a pot of the tzara? What's the side of the pot of the tzara? We already know at this point, right? There's an Eishes Hach. You can't be boiling Eishes Hach and then pot of the tzara.
No, on that side that does that pot of the tzara, then there is no Eishes Hach.
But the Rajba says that there is an Eishes Hach. There is no tzara.
Only if there's no yibum.
There is no yibum by the Gemara has the Havmin on Chaf Aleph, right? The Gemara is saying over there that we're only clearing in Chayvi Lavin, right? The Gemara is not saying that if the Gemara thought it was Yibam, then there's no Shiloh that'll pat the Tzara.
No.
The one that says that it patters the Tzara holds that as a Dochelosasa.
Right.
And therefore you're allowed to be Miyabim.
Yes.
Everybody holds it says Dochelosasa.
Yes, because.
No, the second opinion doesn't because Efshal the Kaim Shneim.
Okay.
I think so. I have to go through over the Gemara. But yes, in other words, the machlekes in the Gemara whether essay dechalosa say or not. So if you say essay dechalosa say, so then there's no Eishes Hach. So then it passes its sorrow. And in Bar Elkano. But if you say,
We fall off Efshel Kaim Shneim because even B'makom Michlis not Lot and Vilsa. We don't
that, that's a Gemara.
Right, I'm saying, but that's not the tzad. The Rashba can't be going in that tzad.
Didn't say that yet. We're working before the Gemara said that. That's
the Gemara speaks out.
Gemara only says that in
So when is the Rashba saying is then? When is the Rashba saying is then? After Chaf Aleph or after Chaf?
The Rashba is on Chaf, but the Rashba is saying if there's a pasuk, he's going on and saying that there's a pasuk that ain't oida the yibum. He's saying if there's a pasuk that ain't oida the yibum, then there is an iser eishes off. But there'll be no tafsi book kedushin. So the Rashba is not going on essay daicha. The Rashba is going on gehav rav gidol's drasha. He says ain't oida yibum. So then there'll be an iser eishes off. And it'll be no tafsi book kedushin.
That's but that. Why would that be by chayvilam vas? By I say and losa say chayvilam vas say. That whole gemara before is only by chayvi lavin, and that gemara slugged up. There is no pasuk just by chayvi lavin,
okay,
right?
Fine, but just you see from
the so how do we have a din? I'm saying the Rechem Dush woman talking about a din that the Raj beholds. This is the din, right?
The Raj beholds that whenever the din is that there's no yibum because it's learned from a pasuk. Then there's an Isser Eishesach. So the Chem de Shlomo is extending it, or the Shar HaMelech is extending it. Shar HaMelech, that who are then, if you had a lav asay, we're also there's no yibum. Then so that's in the line about 5 lines down. But who are then al yibum de emet v'chayve lav asay. In other words, the Rashba is talking about Chayve Lavim, not Aliba de MS, based on the fact that you have a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells me there's no Yibum. Says the Rashba, in that case, it'll be an Isser Eishesach. So says the Shar Melech, that means that whenever there's no Yibum, the Rashba holds it's an Isser Eishesach. So Hu Adin, Chayve Lavim Asay, also don't have Yibum. Therefore, there also should be an Isser and Eishesach.
If it's coming from the Pasuk. If it's coming
it's not
from the
coming from the Pasuk. The Rashba, the Shar HaMelech is not making that split. You're too smart, Shmuel. But we're reading the Chem de Shlomo and the Shar HaMelech.
But he says, Hu Adin. Rebbe said, Hu Adin. And he's going by Chayvi Lavin and talking about where there's a Pasuk. Hu Adin, Chayvi Lamasei, has to be talking about where there's a Pasuk.
I do not know if Chayvi Lavin is from the Pasuk or not. I don't know. Chayvi Lava say if that could be from the pasuk or it could be because of a svara of ein esay daichel lo say vasay. I don't know. It just we know by Chayvi Lava vasay there's no yibum. So there he says that just like the Rashba said that when you have a pasuk and says there's no yibum, the din is there's institution not typeface. So who did by Chayvi Lava vasay? Which is very likely not from a pasuk, but it's only from ein esay dechanos asay vasay. Or I don't know. I'm not sure if chayve lava said that. That's the truth is you might be right. That's the machlokes rishonim. The typist holds like you. So yeah. The pashas you're right. I apologize. In other words, the pashas chayve lava vasay is also the pasuk. Your pashas right. Okay. I take it back. I got confused. So that would be on the Raj. Then, whenever there's a pasuk, the Rajah would say there's an Isser Eishesach.
Says in what pasuk? In the pasuk of Yivimto?
There's a machlekes rishonim, and when Rav Gidol made this drasha of Yesh lecha yibam ha'achas she'ein oyle yibam ve'oyle chalitza. So once the Gemara drops that answer, that's going by Chayve Lavim, where does Rav Gidol's drasha go on? So is it, some people say, it's going on Chayve Lavim, I say. And some people, I think the Ramban says, that we ain't achinami, we drop Rav Gidol's drasha. So, but assuming we don't drop Rav Gidol's drasha, the maskana, so the drasha is on Chayve Lavim, I say.
There's two parts. The fact that it...
Right, that telling you that it's ain't oida yibum. We know it already, okay? So it's reinforced by the pasuk. I don't know.
But there's two parts to the pasuk. It's also telling, once it says there's no yibum, it's pulling it back in for chalitza. Right. That was Gemara's whole step.
That's true in the case of the Rashba also. When the Gemara is talking about Chai Ve'lavim, it also says it's Chalitza. And yet the Rashba says that it's Lo Tatzi Bo Kedushin.
I'm saying there is an option, just in Cheshbon, that by Chai Ve'lavim Ba'asei, the Pasuk does not, we don't need it that I say, we just need it to pull it back for Chalitza.
Okay, but you can't ask a Kasha, I mean, to make life complicated.
I'm not asking a Kasha, just Rebbe's comment.
I was just saying that Shmuel's Pashas was right.
I'm saying the option there could be Yevimtai, but it's only for Chalitza because we don't need it for Yevim.
Okay, so you say, okay, right, okay, yes, I agree, possible. Anyway, so that's what the Shara Melech is saying. Let's see again. So the Shara Melech is saying that the Parshas, Drachim's Chakira, is there or is there not an Isser Eish HaSach when you don't have Yibum, is Mukhrov to be a Machlekes Rishayim. Because the Rambam says that Bechai Be'lavim Asay, you pater herself, which either works. That's exactly like the Marsha. So that either works through Kinyan Yibum or Kinyan Kedushin, but you can't have Kinyan Yibum or Kinyan Kedushin if there's an Eish HaSach. So the Rambam / Marsha, whatever, is Mukhruch, that there's no Eish HaSach. That's Mukhruch from them. That's the Chayra true. And the Rajba, who says that it's a Tafsi Bo Kedushin, is Mukhruch, that whenever there's no Yibum, there is an Eish HaSach, because why else is it a Tafsi Bo Kedushin? So you see that the Rashba holds that there's no Eish, that there is an Eish HaSach, and that's why it's a Tafsi Bo Kedushin. And the Rambam holds that there's no Eish HaSach.
Is that really arguing the Parshas Drachim? Because Rebbe pointed out a few times that the Parshas Drachim's his weapon, his ammo, is coming from the fact that there was marba for chalitza. It's not pshat that there's a lack of a mitzvah. It's pshat that there's a force of a chalitza. Not really talking the same language, I'm saying.
Why not? We're talking. It's still the Rashba also is in a case when there's chalitza, and he's still saying that there's an Isser Eish HaSach. That's how he's reading the Rashba.
Right, he's saying even when there's chalitza, it's going to be an Isser Eish HaSach because of the lack of mitzvah, not because Aval Peter's chalitza.
At the end of the day, the Rashba is saying that you have a woman who has chalitza, and still there is an Isser Eish HaSach. So that's not like the Parshas Drachim, one side. So the Rashba holds that if there's no Yibum, there's no Tafsi Bo Kedushin because there's an Isser Eish HaSach, which means there's Chalitza. Apparently, I don't care there's Chalitza. There's an Isser Eish HaSach. While the Rambam, who says that in Bal Okano, not Bal Okano, take me. The Rambam who says that she patterns herself, but it's not called the Bal Okano, but she patterns herself. So the Rambam obviously must hold that there is no Eish HaSach. So says the Shara Melech that the Parshas Drachim's Chakira is a machlokes, the Rashba and the Rambam.
And just one more question. So why is she taka different than Chayvi Krisis? The Gemara says that Chayvi Krisis.
Let me go. I'm getting confused. Let me go. I'm going to get everyone confused too. So this is here. When I'm near Saiti, near. So now comes along the Chemda Shlomo. The Ein Rabbi Dibe Rashba. In other words, the Chemda Shlomo is saying, you're right. Rambam, you have a Rai from the Rambam. You have a raya from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that there's no Eish HaSach. That's Mukhruch. But when you wanted to bring a raya from the Rashba that there is an Eish HaSach, that's not a good, that doesn't prove, even though the Rashba say there's an Eish HaSach, that doesn't prove that in the Parshas Drachim's case it will be an Eish HaSach. Why? The Raj boy hitches Sham if he might the Sagadai to Hossam, the Chai will have him lab in a Yibo. But I'm being a Dossi as a dog in a Hossa say. The name ain't it, Mehaka Kormaka Kuma, then I say, Dirk and Hossa say. The Rajma says that there's a Pasik that's teaching you that there's no Yibo. Aye, so he has a Kasha. If the Pasuk teaches you there's no Yibum, so let's learn out from here that we don't say Esei Deichel Osa say. So Neina V'Hochle V'Chol Mokom V'Chumra Tein Esei Deichel Osa. And that's the Rashba's Kasha. When the Gemara Rav Gidel thought that the Pasuk is saying B'Chai V'Lavim you don't have Yibum, so we should learn out from here that Ein Esei Deichel Osa say. The Tiris, the Hawk is shiny, Kiva the Yibam Chidashu, Trey Ostra Tarashis Hawk, the cloud, Trey Ostra Tarashis Hawk, the cloud rise. The Kiva is a game, Masha Kish Hitter, Hitter, Masha Hitter, Nisha, the cloud, is the Rishon. They ain't a hack to come with the Yoshi, they ain't a couple of Kedusha, but bad. In other words, he's saying that the Rajma asked the Kasha, learn out from Rav Gidol's din. That ain't essay dechalosa say. The thing is, no, because it's not because of ain't essay dechalosa. The reason why there's no yibum is not because of the losa say. Also, losa say the essay would really be deche. The reason why there's no yibum is really because of the eshesach. I normally mitzvahs yibum knocks out the eshesach. That's when there's no lav. But when there's a lav, the lab boosters the Isser Eishes Och, and now the Eishes Och stops the Yibum. And it's the combination of Eishes Och together with a lab stops Yibum. But and the Eishes Och really alone should stop Yibum, because Eishes Ein Esei Doich Alot Eishes Bekari. The special Chiddush that the Torah says that Mitzvahs Yibum can be Doich Eishes Och. So now when you combine the Vav with the Eshesach, so the Eshesach becomes stronger and you can't be Deich of the Eshesach. Hine, Zeh Pashit, Da'at Kano Amine, Tzvarezu, Hela Akar the Yafina and the Fum Sagadai to the Gemara, the Yibum ain't essay Daichalosa say. Now, we only say this Svara that they join together the Eshesach, Mikayacha Hechroch, because we have a Kasha. Why don't we say essay Daichalosa say? Because Shalaman on Neda Biyama Gabriel Dochi, Orchot Sarklomer, as far as a Rashba. Ava Misvara Svara Chisaina. We wouldn't say this mitzvah chisayna. We would say the mitzvah yibum kills the eshesach. The eshesach is hutra, is gone, and now it's a separate fight, like divide and conquer. In other words, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why can't essay a mitzvah yibum be matter amonim in erison?
Because Mimonavshach, if the Gemara can hear it defensively, and it could, and that will answer the stira whether I say is doichalos to say or not. And the Gemara, he's saying, could hear it defensively. So how does the Gemara have a right to ask Akasha?
I said, no, because the Gemara can only hear it if you have a hechmer from the
Torah. Right. So the Gemara, but the Gemara was on the offense.
Okay, saying, but there's no hechmer from the Torah.
Hechmer. They don't understand the Mishnah. That's a
that's
huge...
not enough of a hechmer.
Why not?
Because the Gemara knows that human svara does not, would not say this. If you have a hechmer from the Torah, that forces to you to say it. That's what you have he's saying. That Miseko Anushi, this would never be the default svara.
So how does it?
If you have a hechra from the Torah, so that tells you to go against your Seiko Anushi.
You have to come up with another answer.
That's what he's saying. You don't like him, write him a letter.
I'm not asking on Rebbe, I'm asking on him.
I know, so write him a letter. That's what he's saying. Yeah, I'm serious. He's saying it. That's what he's saying. It's not so bad. that there's such a thing. A chazal know what seichel anushi is. The seichel anushi is you never say this svara. But if you see it in the Torah, the Torah is megala svara that we would never say.
All you see is the stira. You're saying an answer. That means you can hear a difference.
Because the Torah is megala. Because how do you have to come up with an answer to the gasha.
It's not a good svara. How do you have a right to say it?
Okay, so that's what he's saying. If there's a stira in the Torah, we know in Kol HaTorah Kula, Esei Doichel Al Sasei. And here, the Torah seems to be saying, Ein Esei Doichel Al Sasei. So, B'koyach HaHechroch, to answer the Torah, we're coming up with a svara that we wouldn't normally say. But Seichel Anushi would never say such a svara. Okay, but let's keep on reading, because I want to see what his point is. Misad Krachet HaVad HaMirgei. Because it's a steer in the Torah. We have a steer. In one place we find essay daicha, in another place we find not daicha. But Korachos Torah, one with the God of Korach, one of that dream, and he's sure came up. Okay. But he's Ain Rai Meir Rash, but this very daily bit of MS. Hey, can I say that? Say, let's say, Gabi Yibam. That's your new story. Kama Kama. The Eish Laimar. The Oil of this very day. Gab can you shoot this a Rambam? This is a Rachel Solo Park on a Gamri. Normally, we would say the Eish Sok is not off. But all the Ain Oil of Yibam, whom he's far as he's signed up, will be Alma, and I say that for those to say, let's say. Not because it's an Eishah. Not the Rash, but it should arash me. The female, the Kasaka, the Filan, the Losa, say the Hun, no Nitra. Rashi, the Rash is going on the sun. That even the Losa say, you don't do evil. And if you're not on that side, the caution, the Abba Kalkin, and the Sita for the Losa say. It's sorry, Chlam, where Katerina said, Rash, but not Katerina, sorry, Kama. Okay, what's he saying? I don't know if I read it too quickly. I'm sorry. He says, you see from the Rambam that the Svara Chitzayna is that the Isser Eish Yisof doesn't come back. So then where does the Rajba say there's a little topsy book condition? That's because the Rashba is going on the side of the Gemara that there's no Yiba by Chai Veladim. And if you're going to say that the Isser Eish Yisof doesn't come back, then there's a Pliatsuma. What's Shan the Torah? Why is there no Mitzvah Yiba by Chai Veladim? We should say Esse Dei Chalosa say. We know we have a rule in the Torah. The Torah wrote by Kolon Mitzitzis, Esse Dei Chalosa say. So why by Yiba? Is the Torah saying that there's ain't no the Yibam? I say that I can also say there's a kasha according to Rav Gidol's Havamina. There's a kasha on the Torah. How could the Torah say that there's no Yibam by Chai Velavin? That goes against the principle that the Torah itself said by Kalayim and Sitzes, as they can also say. And the only answer to answer that question is the Rashba's answer that the Torah is saying that here there's a losa, there's a chayv misa, and the losa say is joining with that with the chayv misa. So even though we normally would not say that, but in mikayach hahechroch, otherwise there's a steer in the Torah. We'll have to say that you know why over here the Losa say is yes, it can't be Taicha, the Losa say, because the Losa say joins with the Chiyah Misa and they form a team. They join with the Eish Yisoch and they become a superpower. So Mitzvah Yibam can be Taicha Eish Yisoch alone. Mitzvah Yibam can be Taicha Chai Velavim alone. But when the two of them join forces, it can't be Taicha. So now that it can't be Daicha, so you're left with an Isser Misa, with Isser Kares. So of course, Kedusha is not going to be Taifes.
We need to say they joined forces, or we could just say that the Torah did not remove the Eish HaSach. Maybe it's a time of Shia.
I don't know.
Is there any benefit in saying this fancy chemistry?
It sounds easier because if they don't join forces, so why don't they you know, then they have nothing to do with each other.
They don't, but the Torah said they should stop.
It's a limitation to the general rule.
Okay, I don't know. But you can say it however you want. I thought it's easier to say if they join forces. If you don't have a concept of joining forces, it's like an illogical limitation because.
Well, again, simply speaking, we know from Asugi of Asei Dochalosa say that we don't have a concept of joining forces. At least, certainly, Shitas Tosos, where he says Mali one law of Mali 100 laws.
So no, That's because even if they join forces, they're the same thing. So there's nothing to add. You're just doing the same thing many times. But here you are adding two different things.
It sounds like Rebbe, no? Ain't by Yalach Hidusha, sounds like it can't do it.
I'll back down. It doesn't make...
I care. I'm saying like Rebbe.
Okay. But then, in other words, Lemaisa, he's saying that the lav somehow adds... Whether it adds because of Ambo the Chidusho or adds, like I say, whatever, that the only way, in other words, we're normally we would never say the Eish HaSach is here because we would say Mitzvah Yibum takes off Eish HaSach. Eish HaSach is gone. The fact that there's Chalitza takes off Eish HaSach. Eish HaSach is off. But the fact that the Torah said that there's no Yibum, even though it's a Chai Ve'lavim, and if the Eish HaSach is gone, then the Mitzvah Yibum should be able to knock off the Yisr Lav, because Esay Deichalosa say, so it's Mukhroch, that the Eish HaSach must still be here. Since it's Mukhroch, that the Eish HaSach is still here. So that's why the Rashba said it's Lotavsi Bokadushin. In other words, so he's just simply saying that so far it really didn't get to anything that's, I don't want to say not so relevant to us yet, but he's basically saying that from the Rambam you have a Raya that the Eish HaSach goes off. Then from the Rambam you have a good Raya. And the Rajba, there's no Raya, because the Rajba was only at an unusual stage in the Gemara where you had a Kasha, why is it that Esay is not Deichel Osa say? And the only way you could defend the answer to that is by bringing back the Eish HaSach. So therefore, the Rajba was right at that stage that this Mukhok is an Eish HaSach. Okay. Now we get to...
Rebbe, just one point. It is interesting to note that he doesn't seem to be understanding that the reason why there's no Eish HaSach is because of the Ribui L'Chalitza. Because otherwise, because of the Ribui L'Chalitza, it wouldn't matter that it's the Mitzvah Sivan is not Docha the Eish HaSach, because Sof Kol Sof, there is a Ribui L'Chalitza.
No, but he's saying it's Mokroch. In other words, you have to say... There's an Eish HaSach, otherwise you can't explain why ain't Esay Deichel.
No, again, it's not the mitzvah is not the mitzvah Yibum Bechiyai Gavna would not be Docha the Eish HaSach, but Sof Kol Sof, there's not an Isser Eish HaSach because of the Ribui L'Chalitza.
No, but then once there's no Isser Eish HaSach on Anfano, if there's no Isser Eish HaSach, then he holds. Then the mitzvah, the essay, should go ahead and take off the los essay, because it's once you get rid of either the Eish HaSach is gone or not gone. So if the Eish HaSach is gone, then the ma'isa should just be an essay take a los essay. So it's mukhlok from the Torah that the Eish HaSach is here. We have a kash of chalitza. Okay, examine the fun that the chalitza you can have with an Eish HaSach. It's like, that's not, even though the Parsha Drochim has a Svara, That's not like a svara mukracha. So the hechrach that although how could it be that that ain essay daichel also say will prove to us that you can have chalitza with an HSR. No, I think. Okay, let's keep on reading. Yeah. So the nearly raya gadayda is that. Oh, now we have a raya gadayda. This is where we should have started, but okay. The my demat asik rava la milsa the amri. So how, what was Rabba thinking? The habit of Achshas Yoser, the Rava Himaksha Haikusha Gufa. So the ill mode, the Rava, the Fima, the Saga Daita, the Nasi Taikalose, the Yibam, Militari and Bono. Now there also called Shaka Vitaria. Him Tim Tikshi had a Hakusha Gufa. The Lashon HaTov is Mashma, the Kushosim Urak, the Korcha Gyoda Dak Raisa. I love the no having Hakusha Mosef Raniel. Okay, he's being kvetchy. He's being Chavetz Chaim kvetchy. I didn't read Tavis that way. He's saying, I read Tavis as Kasha, that Tavis is saying that this is good what Rabbi asked before. But he's being medayik from the Lashon of Tavis that that's not Tavis's question. Tavis's only question is that Rabbi must have known the Brisa, but not that it's the same question. In other words, the Gemara is asking, he's being medayik from Tavis's Lashon, that the Gemara is not asking the exact same question they asked before. It's just they have a kasha from the Brisa. So Tavis's kasha is, listen, if they have a Brisa, since Rava obviously knew the Brisa, so even though it's a different kasha, but he should have figured it out himself because he knows the Brisa. But Tavis didn't ask, in other words, saying that what he's just doing, I don't want to say just doing, he's coming to answer Tavis's kasha, but he's being really sneaky. He's answering Tavis's kasha, but he's saying even Tavis knows his answer, but Tavis is asking a different kasha, right? Now, there's the simple Stiebel way of learning Pshat and Tavis is Tavis is asking that the Gemara, this is the exact same kasha that Rava asked before. The parsha, the Chemda Shlomo wants to answer that question. That's a different question. The question on the bottom of Chaf from the days is a different question. Aye, so then what was Tavis's kasha? Tavis's kasha is granted. It's a different question, but Rava could have missed it because he knew the brisa.
So he's not really answering Tavis's kasha. He's answering Tavis's non kasha.
Right. In other words, he's answering what I thought Tavis's kasha is, but he's being so smart that he's figuring out that even Tavis knows his answer, and Tavis is asking a different kasha.
So at least Tavis is tame intact, and he answers what we thought Tavis's kasha was.
Right. Because
so what did he accomplish exactly? What? So what he's really accomplished in his world, what he's really accomplishing is to explain why Tavis asks Tavis's kasha, not Rebbe's kasha.
Right. Yes. Or he's also accomplishing well, that this other kasha is not shver, which is so much shver kasha. Yeah. In other words, he's going to want to answer. Okay, we're not going to. Then in other words, he says Tavis doesn't ask a kasha that this is that Rava himself asked the exact same kasha before. Tavis, this is not true. I don't know if I have time to read it or not. Okay, nearly. Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to read it. Okay, so he's going to try and explain based on his whole introduction. We're stopping in the middle. Based on the introduction that he has, he's mechadesh, that in the beginning Gemara, the Eishes Ach comes back. No one else learned. I mean, I don't think anyone knew, but we didn't know that because we didn't know this Rajba would say Deichalosa say. But he's bringing in that Rajba of it, that why don't we not hear Essay Deichalosa say that in the beginning stage you have to say that there's an Isser Eshetzach. While in the later stages, you don't have to say there's an Eshetzach. So that makes that Rava, that the Gemara answer number one is completely different than Rava's answer. Because even though they're both saying that there's no Yibum, but they would be disagreeing whether there's an Eshetzach. According to the Gemara's first answer, they were learning from Rav Gido that ain't Essay Dechalosa say here, then you have to say there's an Eshetzach. Because if there wouldn't be an Eshetzach, so then you should have not, it doesn't make sense. Why don't we say Essay Dechalosa? Now that there's an Eshetzach, so of course it's Pashat and Bado Lokano. The Gemara is a terrific kasha. How could the Braisa say in Bado Lokano there's an Eshetzach? But in Rava doesn't have to say that there's an Eshetzach. Rava could hold like the Parsha draws inside that there is no Eshetzach. If there is no Eshetzach, so Rava had a Havamina that's somehow or another called in Bado Lokano, whatever.
That have to be out of the Gemara's kasha, though. We have what? To explain what the Gemara's we would have to explain what the Gemara's kasha
right.
would be.
Right, because but there's like it's not exactly the same kasha as before. Gemara's kasha before was that according to you there's an Eshetzach, so for sure it can't be in Bado Lokano. But according to Rava, there's no Eshetzach, so if I care, the Gemara's kasha is much much weaker.
And the same words, obviously, right? It's the same. The kasha is from the same words in Bado Lokano.
The kasha is the same word, but the if the Havamina would thought that there's an Eshetzach, so then it obviously can't be Kano when there's an Eshetzach. You can't even get a kin. You can't get any kin when there's an Eshetzach. But in the Maskana, when there's no Eshetzach, so it's a much different question. But again, we it's not so easy to understand what the Gemara's question is. Right, that's what we were getting stuck with in the Marsha, and you know why is it that in Bado Lokano? We'll have to see. He's going to throw in his opinion and why it's in Bado Lokano if there's no Eshetzach.
But what does that mean that Rava should have thought of it? I mean, there's clearly a machlokes between Rava's holding that the words in Bado Lokano fit in. And the Gemara is asking, so like, what's Tysus's problem? What's the table?
I hear. We didn't read it yet, so I can't answer the question. Didn't read it after what he said, but okay. All right.
What's better, general question, what's better in structure, to leave Tysus with a tema, a legitimate tema, and answer a different kasha, why Tysus didn't ask what we thought he asked, but Tysus' tema is intact, or to answer Tysus is tame and then say, I don't know, I guess Tysus just missed it.
Okay, I don't know. You're just assuming that it could be he does what he said because he honestly feels he has an honest diagnosis of Tysus.
No, I'm asking a more general question. I don't mean to ask on him. I'm saying we don't like to answer up Tysus, right? That's like a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather, his approach, if we were postulating, might be his approach, is we would appreciate that in Ashkop, right?
Yes, because he's answering the question without answering the argument. Yes, that's great. Okay, anyway, we'll try and finish this on Sunday, hopefully. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.